Welcome back here on Radio on the Go. We're joined by one of the state qualifiers for North Butler Clarksville Boys Wrestling, Carl Shue, at 113 pounds. He placed runner-up at the district tournament at Clear Lake on Saturday. And Carl, first-time state qualifier, how do you feel? You're headed down to state.
I feel great. I mean, I'm just excited to go down here for the first time. It's a different atmosphere, and I'm glad I get to wrestle in it.
Looking back at the district tournament on Saturday, you were the runner-up. Set yourself up nicely with a couple wins by fall and a tech fall before getting into the first place match. Your thoughts going into that first place match facing a local wrestler from IFA?
I was kind of excited. I know who Colby is. I mean, he's a great wrestler and all, and I was kind of ready to go, and I just was excited to finally be in the finals, somewhere I couldn't get last year.
In that first place match, you fell in a 6-3 decision. Having a quick memory in letting that go as you would go into a true second place match, just your mindset after that match to be prepared for that true second place match following.
I mean, I took a couple minutes to let everything go, and then I was just ready back, and I just wanted to go out there and wrestle and prove everyone what I could do.
And in that true second place match, a fall in 435 over Caleb Feld of GHV, the exhilarating moment for you once you got that pinfall, knowing you were headed to state with that win.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I was so happy I was able to qualify, and I mean, familiar face I had to wrestle in the true second match, and great kid, and I mean, it was just a great time.
It's a long day of wrestling, keeping your motor running with a long day like that to have the best energy possible in that true second place match at the end of the day.
I mean, yeah, it's really hard, and especially coming off of a loss in the finals. I mean, I thought I could have performed better and maybe went out there and win, but it didn't work out in my favor, and that was fine, and I just had to turn it around and show everyone what I was ready to go.
The state tournament is longer this year, a bonus day of wrestling this week. What it looks like prep-wise for you is you just had 2 days to get ready for opening day on Wednesday, Monday, and Tuesday to get ready. What it's looked like in the wrestling room preparing for the state tournament.
I mean, we've just been really going over like what we've needed to work on. We're working on what we need to. The coaches are helping out me and Jackson a ton. I mean, we have all of our coaches down there just getting us ready to go, getting the weight off and ready to weigh in and do some damage down at state.
What the support has felt like for you? I had talked with Coach Holm, and he had mentioned the family atmosphere that this wrestling team has. Just the support you felt in this state tournament run from the coaching staff and your teammates.
I mean, it's really great. I mean, yeah, the team is really, really close this year. I mean, personally, Jackson's my wrestling partner, so it was kind of nice that he qualified, and I mean, that was just great for me, and seeing both of us heading down to state, and we wrestled together all year long.
The atmosphere at the Well is uncomparable to any other gym in the entire state. For you, managing the nerves and being at your first state tournament, what that looks like for you coming out and wrestling your best on opening day in a unique atmosphere like that?
I mean, I've wrestled a couple big tournaments, and I mean, I just feel like it's better for me, honestly. I have everyone out there, and I can just think they're all supporting me, and I get to go out there and have some fun.
The support you felt from your family in getting a chance to represent the Shues on this state level?
I mean, it's great. I mean, me and my brother both qualified. Jackson qualified at AAU, and that really helped me push my way to get into state, and we've always worked together. We worked together all year long together, so that's just great that both of us could make it.
The state tournament can be a very long 4 days. Just keeping your motor running for that, if the first match doesn't go your way and you have to go into wrestle backs, having a quick turnaround mindset-wise to just keep wrestling hard.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's all about just coming down there to have fun, really. I mean, I'm just ready. First time down there, I want to just try and do what I can do so then I can, I don't know, I just want to have some fun.
Your excitement getting a chance to represent the communities of North Butler and Clarksville on the state level, wearing that top-notch NBC uniform out down at the state tournament.
Me and him just representing our school, I mean, it's great. I just love to be down there and love representing the school. It's great.
An area that you've attacked or would like to improve in your matches down there to be at your best?
Definitely my bottom game. I mean, I've been solid out of neutral and on top, but I need to work on getting out from bottom and staying active.
Final thoughts, Carl. First time state qualifier for North Butler Clarksville. You're headed to state. Your final thoughts to our listeners is your state tournament run begins on Wednesday night.
Absolutely, and I'm excited to go get some, and I just want to have a great time down there.
Well, Carl, continue to enjoy this wrestling season. Congrats on your state tournament bid. Enjoy it and have fun down there at the well.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Once again, a big thanks to Carl Shue, one of the state qualifiers for North Butler Clarksville Boys Wrestling at 113 pounds. He'll take the mat at the well on Wednesday night.